For small businesses, 2020 has been anything but business as usual. And for those of us in the business of beauty, we learned just how essential our non-essential businesses really are. For someone like me, a licensed cosmetologist and a journalist, I experienced firsthand just how crucial the demand is. The fact that there was nowhere to go and nothing to do during the more than 2-month-long nationwide shutdown didn't stop our clients from wanting their hair and nails done. After weeks of pleading for an appointment, one of my clients texted a crying face emoji with a message stating her scalp had stopped breathing. Anxious for a fresh cut, my friend Teresa was one of the first clients to sit in her stylist's chair on the first day salons and barbershops reopened in Rock Island. Others just couldn't wait and had no choice but to get creative with at-home hairdos, becoming kitchen beauticians. And the sentiment wasn't much different for a lot of men who discovered that a professional bi-weekly haircut is truly essential. Some were forced to put those never-used personal clippers to use, even while knowing they wouldn't be thrilled with the end results. I think all this qualifies as proof that even in a pandemic, looking good is serious business. Just as city leaders began to reopen the Quad Cities, many small business owners were forced to close their doors again amid rioting and looting brought on by vandals during local protests from the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. Now, officially in a recession, economic change can't come fast enough. The beauty industry was hit especially hard. Considered to be non-essential businesses that require close person-to-person contact, halting business as usual was a must to help control the COVID-19 spread. And even now that shelter-at-home orders have been lifted and businesses have reopened, beauty professionals can only operate their salons, spas, and barbershops with certain restrictions that limit the number of people they can serve. Anxious to get back to work in her Davenport spa, Tiana Manley, owner of T's Spa and Beauty, says she never anticipated a 2-month-long delay in reopening.
I really felt sad just because it's like I can't do what I love. I can't give the people of my community the beauty that they need to help themselves and to boost their confidence. Mm-hmm. And it just made me feel like overall very sad to not be able to work because I absolutely love working.
During the shutdown, Manley expanded her business and managed to keep clients engaged through social media and by offering discounted gift cards. She received extra support from unemployment and a considerate landlord who gave her a break on the rent for the months the spa was closed. Longtime barber Butch Gay recently reopened his East Moline barbershop as the shelter-at-home ordinance was lifted. Gay, 68, has been barbering for 43 years and was determined to not let the coronavirus pandemic end it. He continued servicing clients until he was personally asked to close his shop, and then even made house calls to loyal clients to stay afloat. He says he relied on his VA, Social Security, and retirement benefits during the shutdown. "I just thank God I had other income," he added. Despite the unprecedented economic downturn that has certainly doomed many businesses, both small and large, Manley is determined her spa will survive.
Yeah, we're not giving up no matter what. We love what we do, and we have a mission to our Quad City people to give them a reasonably priced service so they can be pampered.
For WVIK, I'm Shanita Shipp.